Beis Amud Aleph in the bottom line of the Gemara. So the Gemara pointed out that we have a raya from this Mishnah to our Shaila. Do we say that ushering something which is intrinsically in a nefesh, but it's limited to one individual, is that called in a nefesh or not? And the one thing we dig from the case of the Mishnah of Paris Chedvani. So that was, if you just specify one individual, there's no power to be mefer. So even though not eating the Paris is eating nefesh, but since it's only from one individual and she could get the Paris from other people, it's not called eating nefesh. So the Gemara tries to be doicha the raya. The Gemara goes back and forth. The Gemara says Reisha Ella Reisha Ein Yochel Lahafer the Kamaisihi. The case was not like you said before, that the case was that she only was answering if the really Paris Kavani. The Gemara wanted to say that Paris Kavani is that even one individual is called Inu Nefesh. But over here, what happened was that she had said, not Paris Kavani Zeb, Paris Kavani Zeb, if the husband brings it. So that is so specific, that's not called Inu Nefesh. But if she would ask the Paris Kavani Zeb, one individual, but no matter who brings it, no matter how she gets it, that'd be enough to be Inu Nefesh. So you have a right that was the Morris Teretz. So Morris says El Reisha Ein Yochel LaHofer the Kamaisihi. The case was like what we were doing for that Teretz based on the Sefer. So we're back to yes. The case was not that the husband civilly brought it; that she's bringing it. I.e., Paris Kadmoni Zeb. She's answering any usage of that Paris of that Kadmoni, no matter who brings it. So she's asking one individual totally, and the Mishnah says you can't be mefer. So we have a raya that asking something which is potentially in a nefesh, that is limited to one circumstance, one individual, it's not called in a nefesh. So that's a raya to our shayla. The Mishnah says no. Umasnisin is Rabbi Yosihi. But the Mishnah is Rabbi Yosi, and our shayla is not a Rabbi Yosi. Our shayla is in the Rabbana. Damar of Huna Kule Pirka is Rabbi Yosihi. Therefore, my Ein Yochel LaHofer Mishumin and Nefesh Avo Meifer in the Dorim Shabein Ola Meinot. Okay, let's see the run. No, I do not remember where we're holding on the run. We hope we have the whole circuit of the run to do.
We're up to Amar Shmuel.
Amar Shmuel, I think, is where it was up to.
Okay. So in a nefesh the balkan be mefer. Chutz mehanosi al poini. The halva havi law in a nefesh. If she's asking herself on so and so, that's not in a nefesh for the woman. Al hanos poini alai is mefer. The kibin ispa in a nefesh. Al pishaloi nodre elam me acher. Is yafer. So it's not from the husband, it's from somebody else, and it's only one individual. But the what she's answering is a form of inu nefesh, that's enough to be mefer.
Yeah, the Hago says that tzorech lomar me'echad.
Me'echad, yeah. Makes sense. So that's what Levi said. See, more asked from the Mishnah, it says, Paris medina zu alai. So you bring me the Nacheris. Our Paris Osa Medina is Mitzri Allah. Those Paris are Osir. Ben Yachal Hafer, the Mishnah says she can't be Mefer. So Kolshkem Meberes Hanos Ploini Alai, Shen Yachal Hafer. If she's asking Paris of a whole Medina, and the husband can't be Mefer, asking the Paris of one individual, for sure the husband can't be Mefer. Not like Shmuel. Shmuel says, the case was the Ka'am Rosh Atabi Yatzah. That which we said, Paris Medina Zu Alai, so you bring Medina Cheris, wasn't that she answered the Paris of that Medina totally. is that she asked her if he brings it. Going to come, Paris, im tibim ato. If you, the husband, bring it, I can't benefit from it. But if somebody else would be the one who's going to bring it, she did not ask to the Paris. Since she does have a way to benefit from those items, the last law to kona lehonas mi oisa ploni. Okay. So that's not like Shmuel's din, where there's no way she can benefit from this individual. That the Ran bechitema, you might ask, in Cain, if that's the case, the Mishnah says the solution is bring to her parents from a different medina. There's a more simple solution. Let somebody else bring the parents besides the husband. You can remember the Mishnah Ketana Yavila Medina Acheres. The reason why the Mishnah did not discuss somebody else bringing from that medina, but rather he bringing from the husband bringing from a different medina. Mishum Shim Lo Hay Sola Tekana Yerei Baal. Abu Gav Disol Tekana Yerei Tekanta Yerei Acher is Mefer. The reason why the Mishnah said that you bring. If there be no way for the Baal to find a vehicle to get around this netter, even though other people could bring it to her, the Baal could be made for. How do I know? The Reisha, the Amra, Kainan, Paris, Arlam, Alai, the Xana Reza Yafer. If we're learning the case of Mishnah, was she says to Toviyato, so it means the case of the Reish also is the case of Toviyato. So the woman says Paris Elam Alai or also. But now we're saying we're modifying that significantly. It's not that she asked all of the Paris of the world. She asked all the Paris of the world if the husband brings it. So, but anybody else, she could benefit from the Paris Elam. And the Mishnah says she can be made for. So she has a way to eat Paris Olam if anybody else brings it to her other than the husband. So since the Baal has no way to interface with her on this item, halachically mutter, so he can be made for. Mishum that the Haberle Kameris Hanos Ploini Olai, because she's answering the Hanoah of the husband on her in some sense. Therefore, the Seifa says, if you want to say the husband can't be made for, there has to be some way that the husband is not usher for benefiting from the husband. That the logic behind the heter of hafar and the resha isn't true in the sefer. The deal of resha, mishum the less the takana ayirei baal moti meifer of the sefer kima this is the takana ayirei baal lo yof. Okay, so. So then the Morse of Toshma from the Seifa. It said, the case of Paris and Vani. So we have the same conversation that she's asking the parents of one individual and her, and he can't be made for it. The boy said the same terrors. Dharma lo shatabiyato. Shemocha kivin the afshalali. He said, "No, yemi peres how chenvani gufe ayriyachos." She could benefit from that chenvani if somebody else brings it to her, other than the husband. Viyonami mati maisilam yiduch tachrina, and the husband could bring her peres from different places as well. So therefore, there is a takata yireyabal. So any yochal offer, so that the baal has no power before it. the more challenge that from the safe, the safe of the safe. It said, if the only source of the only kanvani which lends the Baal credit is this kanvani, then the Baal can be made from. But the Yamar to the Umbra law Shatabi Atah, if she only asked her if the husband brings it, if somebody else brings it, she didn't ask her, so why can the husband be made for? Am I yafir? How much less than you may have kanvani? Are they akher? She's able to benefit from the kanvani through somebody else. Ella, what are we forced to say? From the sefer, it says you can be made for. That's not true. The case of the sefer was on the sefer, the kamaisi, he. And not that the husband is bringing in the payers, but she's bringing in the payers. And still, since she answered this kanvani, A, and it's the only kanvani which will give credit, B, so now it's in nefesh, and that's why you can be made for. So now let's go back to the ratio. So the ratio is not me to come, I see he. The case of the ratio is also not that the husband, she's asking if the husband brings, so much she's bringing it. And still it's Aser. So it's Akasha and Shmuel who says in such a scenario where she's answering a benefit from a specific individual, something which is Betz Amin and Nefesh, but she limited to the one individual, the Rashi says she can't be made for. Kachi Ikra Girsa, that's the main Girsa. Vachi Perusha, I mean, the Sefer, the Ketani Reza Yofer, Musukma Al Karchach, Shasa Allah Peiris of. The Sefer is talking about the Isra of the Paris is true. Even if the husband is not the one who's bringing it, but that's why we say if this is the only place of credit, it's the husband can be made for. The Elohestrino Aleyu Elohecha the Kamaisi the Hu Baal. Because like we said before, you just said, if you only ask it, if the husband brings it, so my offer, and therefore, there's no power of afora. See, even if that's the only person who's giving the husband credit, it'll still be the same thing, that the husband can't be made for. Elavadi b'cholinyin osro l'atzma. So we're forced to say that the case of the sefer was that she asked benefiting from this kanvani, no matter which way. Okay, so once that's true, so Rashi Nami the Tony Paris Chavoni Zalai Eno Yochel Lahafer. So the case of the Rashi where she's answering Paris Chavoni Zeh, it's not only limited if the husband brings it; it means then, no matter how she gets it. And it says Eno Yochel Lahafer. So how do we know that's true? That we're trampling from the sefer to the resha? Because the oleka midi bein resha le sefer. Alibereisha marish lehoyser ben asosa mimenu bavad. The case was she said Paris Kavoni is alai, both of the resha and the sefer. Whether that means. No matter what the means, only the husband brings it, they're going to be parallel. The only difference between the Reisha and the Seifa is that in the Reisha, she has other storekeepers to go to. And the Seifa, the only one who gives credit is the storekeeper, so she has nowhere else to go. But everything else is the same. The Reisha Marisha Lahoisa Parnasasa Mimenobovad. That she wasn't limited to one store. The Seifa Ktani Lahoisa Parnasasa Elimimenu. It's the same case, but now we're adding this new point of information that store is the one which only gives them credit. So it comes out the case of the Reishas is the same as the case of the Sefer. It's going to be Kasha and Shmuel. Okay. Zataran. Mika Nuski, the Garsi, there is a different Nuskh than what we have. Ella quotes, it says, quote, Ella, in a Sefer lo maisi baal, havi, reishi the maisi he. So once the case of the Seva wasn't limited to the case where the husband's bringing it, so the Reisha is talking about the case where she's bringing it. It's the same idea as we just said, the Pshat we just said. In a Seva, the Mitzvah of Agav, the Loi Maisel, the Hu, Lahanu Peris, Baal. The Seva is only going to be true if the limit, the Isra is not limited if the husband brings it. But rather, she's making a blanket iser from this kadroni, no matter what. If that's the case of the seifa, Reisha Nami Mari Bahu Gavna Gufe Nava Gav the Maisi Lahu He Gufa Mitzur Allah. Even though the that she's the one who, it's not limited to the husband bringing it. And still, it says that the net, it can't be made for the netter. Because not soon nuscha achrino. There's another version, the third version, the garasi. Mesevet the kamaisi bow havi reish of the kamaisi ihi. So now, how does that pshat work? That's not how we've been touching the Gemara. We've not been touching the case of the Sefer was of the husband bringing it. The case of the Sefer was Bedafka. It was not limited to the husband bringing it. Someone, anybody bringing it. So the heter of a fora can't be, so she has another option how to get the Paris. It has to be that her options are limited. So it must be the case, it's talking about a case that the only way she can get the Paris is through the Baal. The Chevoni does not want to give her credit, so she can't buy from this Chevoni. The only way she can get the Paris with this Chevoni is through the Baal. So it comes out she cannot benefit from these pairs, even though theoretically there's a loophole that she's only answering if the husband brings it, but since the Chevoni is only willing to extend credit to her through the husband, so on a practical level she has no other way to get the pairs. So it's a case where she cannot get the Paris at all. Therefore, the Reisha is also about a case where she has no way to get to the Paris of this Chevoni. And still we're saying, since she has other Chevonis to go to, so he can't be made for. The case was she said tavi ato. So he gav naskinon diloi am I offer. So reisha nami the kab maisi iha ihi. So she's bringing it, and that's where the netter is applying. Because the reisha nami akarach duma the sefer he she absolutely honest ela be iser. She has no way to get these pears by her. Going she nodra hanos peirosav. I feel a tick them he baatzma. That's what she said. All the different versions of the Gemara, the thought process is the same. How you're getting there is different. And Ron still likes the first shot better. So he said, we're left over here right now with the Kasha and Shmuel. So Mora says, you're right. The Reisha, since it's only to one individual, she cannot be made for, he cannot be made for, even though it's not talking about a case where it was limited to the husband accessing the item for him, her, she get it herself. In vadai kusha kamarta. So you're right. The ratio masukma b'shaasa aleha peirish shaloisav chavoni fil kishatavim he. So now she's also on that chavoni no matter what, even if she's bringing it. and still it says you can't be mefer. But mi olo kasha l'shmul, it's not a kasha and shmul. The masisim kula Rabbi Yosi, the Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi enoch anami, they don't yachal l'hafer mishum idrin in nefesh. We knew that according to Rabbi Yosi, this is not called idrin in nefesh. Shul damer mefer stama. Shmuel is going in the Rabbanan. So he holds that according to the Rabbanan, this is enough in a nefesh that the Baal can be mefer. That was the Mishnah's mash, that the Baal cannot be mefer. It's like Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi has a much more limited scope of what's called valid in a nefesh. Okay. Suck the run. It's a little bit funny. We're being medayik from the Mishnah. We're answering the time of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yosi. It is Rabbi Yosi, right? It says, Rabbi Yosi, that what is available in an Indian effort, and we said before that's Rabbi Yosi talking, and it brings this case. So, yes, Rabbi Yosi talking. So, why do I need the quotes? Masis Rabbi Yosi, Dom Rabbi Huna, the whole parak is Rabbi Yosi. Even Rabbi Huna did not say that, and the whole parak is not Rabbi Yosi, but this Mishnah is Rabbi Yosi. It ends up deeper in Rabbi Yosi.
He's talking about
how Hallelujah. So Zot Duran, V'hod Yitzchak that which more feels the need to say over here, that the case was, quote, Domer Ravuna, Kuli Pirka Rabbi Yosi, unquote. Lamishum Homas Nisan Gufa. We don't need that statement of Ravuna for this Mishnah. The Baha La Messiahimba, the Baha Ha Messiahimba, Divi Rabbi Yosi. This Mishnah over here clearly is Rabbi Yosi talking. It says that in the Mishnah explicitly. So why are we quoting over here Rav Huna's statement? Ela mishum dechosh hashas d'ma havi parach le mi'idach masnisen. But we could have asked from the next Mishnah. The Ktani Kadim Shani Nehenes the Brius and Yachal Hafer. We stomach Ktani Blame Farish but the Rabbi Yosi. So that Lachara. So she's asking her not from the Brius, so saying since she's mutter to the husband, she can't be made for. So that's mamash against Shmuel. Well, that's Rabbi Yosi, but that's not clear in the Mishnah that Mishnah that's Rabbi Yosi. Well, Mefarish but different Rabbi Yosi. It doesn't say quote over there that's Rabbi Yosi talking. So therefore, we sort of preempted the questions. Is listen, if the next Mishnah, I know that it's Rabbi Yosi. Next Mishnah also Rabbi Yosi. I know that already. I answered your question before you asked. Ba'amrle the kula pirka Rabbi Yosi. Mechal mifrich minei cloud. Therefore, you can't ask anything. Any dukim from the Mishnah is against Shmuel. The Shmuel Damer Kerabonon. The Shmuel is going to the Rabbanon. Okay, so that explains why the Morris says Damer Huna Kule Pirkei Rabbi Yosi. There's still another line and a half to that. So, what are we explaining in that line and a half? What are we adding? Okay. The more it feels a need to be long-winded, the Meimar, and to say, we need to say that phrase. Why? Oh, we got to the Peruka. According to the answer before, the Shmuel. Oh, we got the Peruka of the Shmuel. Sorry. In order to answer Shmuel, Lehavi Mitzuch Lon. this last line and a half were not necessary to answer Shmuel. Shmuel is very simple. The Mishnah says, "Eni yachal hafer." That's Rabbi Yosi. I'm going in the Rabbanon. And what does it mean when it's "Eni yachal hafer"? It means "Eni nefesh," but you could be made from the Medrash of Shemuel. No, like, why are we saying all of that? So why do we say this? Hanu time mishum the misa of Rabbi Yosi mefer filu mishum devarim shemino lemino. If that Rabbi Yosi does not agree to that, there is a power of fora because of the relationship. You can't call the rabbanon in a nefesh. The erkat will erkat. The rabbanon have in a nefesh. The biyosi have the ram shemina. The mainor. So the more feels the two are tied together. Mishum hachia amrinan the biyosi nami. The ram shemina the mainor have you. Hilchos shabbat matzina the mainor. The rabbanon made from shemina nefesh. Okay. Dr. Ram, given the signal, the Shmuel Damer Karabonim, this is what the Ram said before, even though we have all the Stamish Nice and the Perk going like a BRC, which maybe should indicate that we should pass like a BRC, but here we have Shmuel saying a lot of a Maisa based on the Rabbanon. So if we pass like a BRC, why would Shmuel say he's a lot of a Maisa based on the Rabbanon? Therefore, Dr. Ram, vice versa, we pass like Shmuel, Latina Kwasayo. Well, with the Kula Pirkan Rabbi Yosihi, Lav Stami Ninu. We have a rule like Halacha like Stam Mishnah. So what's going to be with that? It's not called Stam. The Kima Tony Tana Diber Rabbi Yosi Yisera. So the Tana added at the end of the first Mishnah Diber Rabbi Yosi. He said that extra phrase is to indicate that the rest of the parak is Rabbi Yosi talking. But that's the Mishnah saying it. It's not a Stam Mishnah. How a Kila Tana Behedya Bakula Masisin Amar Rabbi Yosi. That Mailer it would be the equivalent of each Mishnah. When we're saying the halacha, we say Omer Biyosi. So now it's not a Stam Mishnah anymore. Okay. The Chayin Dasher Banzel Kaksati Zelamal. Alachem Armim. That's the way I understand that the Ram. There are those who say the Maskana Shmuel Rabbi Yosi is Sukma. That which he says is going to Rabbanan doesn't have to be a leave that be the final stage. Rabbi Kamar Masisa Rabbi Yosi. So then we're saying the mission of Rabbi Yosi. Well, yeah, who cares? Shmuel's going to Rabbi Yosi. How does that answer the question? So the Mor is bringing in this phrase to say that there is a power of a foreign abuse. And Shmuel Nami, Mishum the Rabbish, another way, not Omer the Mefer. And that's what Shmuel meant. Like Rabbiosi. So that's what this Akarim is saying. So Zataran, I don't like it. I'm going to hear it's not correct. The Im Kain, Lahavile Lon the Mamer, Masis and Rabbiosi. Dumber Huna Kulapirk and Rabbiosi. So why do you have to say Rav Huna? It's Mishnah according to me that I'm learning that the Mishnah is going against Shmuel. So I answer the first Mishnah. I know you're going to ask me from the next Mishnah. So let's preempt that and say, you know what? I know it's all Rav Yosi talk. So that's what we need to say. Bring in Rav Huna. If you're saying that, we're saying Shmuel holds like Rav Yosi, and he has a way to tie up over here. This halacha like Rav Yosi that you can be made for because of another menorah. But who cares if the rest of the Mishnah is Rav Yosi? The Kima and the Rina and the Masnisin, the Tanya Lo Yafir Mishum Indi Nefesh Kamar, the Shmuel Damer is made for Mishum Dvar Mishir Elam Inah. So Mahachi Sagil on the Peruk of the Shmuel. So we have a simple way to answer Shmuel.
That's not the issue. The copyright.
V'may ichmas lon sumi mesnisen money lavari kedamora. So that's why that pshat the Ron says is not right. Fine. So Amar Rav Yehuda Mishmol, Zot Gemara, Nodra Mishnei Kikris, she asked benefiting from these two Kikris, Ba'achas Misana, one of them, it's an Inui, not to have it, it's tasty, fine flour, etc., and not having the Kikr is Inui Nefesh. Ba'achas Misana, it's the type of bread made out of this, you know, very coarse, etc., doesn't taste good anyway. Such an effort, I can't eat this horrible piece of bread. She doesn't feel any nefesh at all being deprived of that bread. So the Khari cannot be made for that loaf. So Shmuel says, so the Hafora is effective on both. But Rav Yassi on Rav Yerchanan made for the Misana, made for the Shana Misana. So that Rav Yerchanan says that we split up the Hafora, the Hafora only applies to that which is in Nefesh. So the netter of the coarse bread, the coarse, untasty bread, the Hafora didn't work for it. Some say that not that Rav Yerchanan said it, we have it as a statement, but rather, so when you have the Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yerchanan, means that was something which was said in base matters of the conversation and learning. So Rav Yerchanan said this. Rav Asi's quote, that's what Rav Yerchanan said. Rather, we're saying it came through, not that he was just making a statement, but rather he came through a discussion which Rav Asi had with Rav Yerchanan. Okay.
If you had, let's say 10 paros, and they were all of the good variety.
Okay.
And she wanted to just make a neder on one of them.
Okay.
Is that considered inui nefesh because she's got all the others to choose from?
I mean, that's touching on what Shmuel's other did, making a specific place of limitation that called Inyan Nefesh. The Pashut Pshat over there is not at the end of the day she's going to have a real bona fide Inyan Nefesh because she has many other people in the world to benefit from. But since what she's answering is intrinsically an act of Inyan Nefesh, so the Baal has the power to be made for it. Even on a practical level, she's not really being deprived. So she can't benefit from pointing. So Shmuel said, you can be made for it. And so I would assume the same thing is true in the case of the Kikkers. Okay, so the Mormon has the A's today. Let's see the Ron. Omer of Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, another mistake Kikkers. So it's on the wide lines, five lines down. Can the Omer stay kikris elu alai? She's asking the two kikris. It's one letter. Ba'achas misana. One of them, it's deprivation. She passed the kia. It's fine flour, fine clean bread. Literally means there's not other things mixed in, etc. Ba'achas emisana. She passed kiver. So the reference to the coarse bread, which has other things mixed in, etc., is called pas kiver. So that she doesn't feel deprived not having it. Tekshu mefer lemisana minei sheyesh b'inin nefesh mefer l'shein misana avishein bo inin nefesh. So then the hafor goes for both the kiva and the mishtei and the varachilo. It's all within the same context. Meir for the shem misana, begreira the misana. It gets it's sort of rolled along. Filo hefer stam kol neder mufer. See, even if he doesn't say explicitly that he means he made for both the dorim, but he made for the neder. So the neder is ois. The Ram seems to be saying in the language of the question of power. Right? He has the power to be made for not, and he'd be made for stam, but he could be, he could choose to be made for specifically. If he would so choose and say, you know what, I'm only being made for the bread which he's misana from. Okay, so he's only made for that. It's not. There's no din of neder. There's a din of neder shehutr mitzasa hutr kulu. There's no din of neder shehufr mitzasa hufr kulu. So once that's true, he could do that. We're saying, but he doesn't. But he definitely has the power to do both, because it's one. And when he's made for stam, we assume that's what he's doing, unless he would say explicitly not.
Even apply that to one kikar, right? I mean, let's say you had, you know, or maybe it's better with fruit. So I have an apple, and I've got maybe a bruised part of the apple. So it's not so good. Sweet. So the Brahman is saying that if he wanted to, he could say, well, I'm making mefer for the good part of the apple, the bad part of the apple, you know, I'm not being mefer.
I guess so. Sounds right. Sounds strange, but sounds right. Okay. Rasim Rabbi Yechidon, Mefer Lemisana, Mefer Lesheni Misana. It's no less like Hach Gerora. He doesn't feel that you can one schleps the other one along. He'll feel a Mefer Beferish Lemisana, Lesheni Misana, Rein Misana. Even if he says explicitly he wants to be Mefer the other one, also, and a Mefer Lesheni Misana. Kach Pishur Rabbosai. But Malarisi b'lechem mehem begrora that Shmuel tam lama. So that's how they learn that there's this concept of a grora. And Shmuel agrees that theoretically there should not be a power before on that netter, because it's that part of the netter, because it's not a misana. There's no inyan nefesh involved. There's a concept of grora. So I don't know where that comes from exactly. So the Ran says, therefore, I'm going to learn the Mechalkes to Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel differently. So here's the argument. Mishum the Krog Siv, Mishal Yeferenu, Umafkinon mehai krola kamon. The circle about shiur for kol aneder. The afrenal kulei mash. You have to marry for the whole thing. Behavior mixasa afilu mash hefer eno mufer. Shkachi kira girsa vayi shmaita dula kamon. Kushinatim alei al besiata de shmai. So we're going to say later on, you can't do a partial hafor. I forgot about that Gemara. Okay. Shemachi Kamar, the Kiman, the Nodra Meshay Kirkus, Hray Hain, Kinetarechot, the Yafshalah, the Hafer, the Chatzoyan, the Yafirenu Ksiv, Yafti Mefer, it means the whole thing. So the Hafora has to go for the second one as well. The Amrit Loimotzi Mefer, because he cannot be made for the Enemisana. Nimshaf Hafurosu Lemisana Enoklum. So it means the Hafora for the one which is Inui would also not work because it's only half of the netter. Since Hafora has to be the whole thing, A, and he has a power of Hafora, B, so that is Mechayev that his right to be Mefer applies across the board to the whole matter, even to the parts which are not Inui. Because if you would say he doesn't have that power, he's only Mefer partial netter, means he would lose his power of Hafora. Therefore, he can make for the whole thing. And Elamayu says he can't be made for it. But she'll end up that he did not get rid of a matter of Inu Nefesh, which we said that that's his power to do so. So that's Shmuel. Ravashi Yom Rabbi Yochanan says Mefer Lemisana, Ben Mefer Lemashe Misana. The Sirle, the Nehidre Yafaren Omer Rachmona, which means the Mash Makule. You cannot be made for half a netter. Hano Larmish and Sarach Lahofer call a netter, show Yochel Lahofer. You have to be made for what you can be made for. If you rattle the craw in your nefesh coin, it's only going on the in your nefesh part. So therefore, be made for all of the in your nefesh. It's called be made for everything. He'll call Shehefer, call Mashiach, but in your nefesh, but Achisagi, we have to rattle Queen and Bay. Shemachi made for the Misana, Ben made for the Shani Misana. Let's hold it here.